another 4th of July celebration, and fireworks stands opened in McCook yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, they did. We went around yesterday morning and visited, or yesterday about noon, and visited all of our fireworks stands and just made sure everything was going okay for them, and they were already busy when we made our rounds. So there's going to be a lot of people celebrating our 4th of July this year.
We always like to bring Mark in, you know, kind of the week, the kickoff the week leading up to the 4th of July, because Mark, now as much as ever, folks got to be careful with the fireworks. It is really, really dry around McCook and surrounding Redlintie County. Some folks, yeah, maybe got a little rainfall, but a lot of us have not.
Exactly, and I was just looking at the forecast today, and it looks like hot and dry through most of the week, just slight chances of rain, and it is very, very dry out, and it's, you know, being safe all the time is important, but even now, as dry as it is, we really stress the importance of being safe when it comes to setting off our fireworks.
And as far as some safety tips, some reminders for folks, what do you tell folks, you know, when they're shooting their fireworks? Have a lot of fun, but be extra careful.
Yes, you know, and we want this to be an enjoyable occasion for everyone, so we're not discouraging it, but just making sure the big things, making sure our younger children are being supervised at all times, making sure no one's holding anything in their hand when they light them off, put them on the ground and light them off and get back. Never put them in a container that can create some sort of a hazard when they explode that way. Having some sort of an extinguishment agent handy, usually a garden hose or a bucket of water, so if something does get away from you, you have a means of extinguishing that before the fire department arrives. Those are probably the big ones. Obviously, making sure that nothing is illegal, making sure that if it's a dud that doesn't go off, we, you know, let it set before we do anything, and then just making sure when we're done, everything goes into a bucket of water and let it set for a long period of time before we go and dispose of them into a dumpster.
Yeah, always, always have water around.
Exactly, and that's, you know, that's probably the best and least expensive extinguishing agent we have out there is just good old water.
As far as where to shoot the fireworks, I always encourage folks, do it kind of sidewalks in the street. Don't do it in the for crying out loud, don't do it in the grassy areas. That's the worst place to do it, isn't it?
Exactly. And, you know, right next to a lot of our grass, brush, things like that, we have houses. So we want to make sure we're doing it in an open area that's safe for us, away from any structures. And just common sense is a lot of it, just making sure that we're thinking about what we're doing before we do it and keeping everyone safe.
Have you had any issues the last couple of years with illegal fireworks? That, I don't know if it's been talked about. I guess it's still out there, but do you ever have any issues with that?
Not really here. I think everyone's pretty safe. You know, it's any time we cross state lines to get fireworks, regardless of if they're approved in Nebraska for use or not, any time you cross the state line and bring those across, that is a violation of the law. So we encourage everyone to shop locally. We have stands out there, and all of these stands, most of them are supporting local fundraising events, so we sure encourage people to buy locally, and they're going to have just as good of fireworks as you can probably get anywhere else, and that put on a good show for you.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday that I think and I've talked to one or two of the fireworks stands. We made some stops. Business is booming. I think folks really want to get out. They want to help celebrate and really have a good time with this.
Yes, I was handing out material to them yesterday when we went out, and all of the stands I went to, I had to wait in line, and there was a lot of, you know, a lot of families, which is good to see the families out buying fireworks. So, you know, that tells me that hopefully the parents are going to be supervising the young, and we don't have any incidents this year.
We're talking with McCook Fire Chief Mark Harpam on fireworks safety as we lean into the big 4th of July weekend coming up. Mark, as far as times when folks can set off fireworks, what times can they start, and recommend when should they stop?
Sure. We have a city ordinance that actually addresses a discharge of fireworks. And the actual discharge of fireworks begins on June 23rd. So we've been in that season for a while. Hours are from 8 a.m. in the morning through 11 p.m. in the evening, and this includes July 3rd. July 4th, we're talking 8 a.m. to midnight on the 4th, and then on the 5th, we also allow it from 8 in the morning until 11 p.m. at night.
Kind of ask, please, all folks to kind of take your neighbors into consideration, especially during the weeknights. Some folks do have to get up early the next morning, get to work. Please take those folks into consideration.
Exactly. And the other thing we need to think about, too, is our pets. You know, it seems like we lose a lot of pets this time of year that run away from home because they don't like the fireworks. So those people that have dogs, cats, that don't like the sound of the fireworks, just make sure that, first of all, that we're mindful of those animals, and then second of all, making sure we have them secured well so they can't get out of the backyard or wherever they might be and then be difficult to find.
I know Mark and his crew will be on call, no question, I'm sure, all this week and especially over the weekend. We hope we don't have to see out and about battling any fires this week.
Exactly, and just like everyone else, we want to get out and enjoy the holiday, so hopefully we can do that with no incidents.